is Linda Keith, CPA, and welcome to our interview series on loan quality and relationship banking. In a recent conversation, I discovered that a friend and colleague of mine, Simon T. Bailey, is working with Sterling Savings Bank on a topic that fits right in with relationship banking. Simon, welcome.
Thank you so much, Linda, for having me.
I love the name of your company. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Brilliance Institute is about how do we value the most important people on the face of the earth, human beings who make a difference inside of organizations every single day. And they are the ones who really build the brand and connect the dots from the products and services of the company to the actual consumer and customer. So I named it the Brilliance Institute to say every individual has the opportunity to shine and to make a difference and to add value to the customer.
Well, Simon, as you know, I help banks improve loan quality and strengthen borrower relationships. And I have heard you use the phrase surprise and delight, which I love. Tell us what that means and how a lender might use that idea in connecting more strongly with their borrowers.
Sure. Surprise and delight is going the extra mile, going the extra step to create a wow for the customer that they didn't expect, something that supersedes how they've been treated before. I was on a Delta Airlines flight not too long ago, and I heard my name over the intercom, and they wanted me to come to the front of the cabin. So I come to the front of the cabin, and there are two Delta Airline representatives there with an envelope and a little tchotchke, and they said, guess what, you are the customer of the day. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I opened the envelope, and this is a very nice letter. Something so small, but yet had a significant impact for me. Another example, if you ever go to Five Guys, which is a popular hamburger place on the East Coast, if you order a burger and you order fries, they, unbeknownst to you, will literally take a little scoop of extra fries and dump them in your bag. And it's just a little something extra that you don't pay for, you don't expect, but you're like, wow, they took the time to do that for me.
As a customer, I know I love those little extra touches. Give us an example of how a lender might apply this idea.
What lenders could do is really find out how are people doing in their current business, and what if they picked up a book that spoke to the industry, or a book that would give them an insight or provide innovation or give them a marketing tip, something that is a little extra that says, wow, I'm not just wanting to have a banking relationship with you, but I want to make sure that you're growing as an individual and certainly as a business. And that's something that they wouldn't expect, but it's like, wow, you're really concerned about my success. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit that right now I think that a lot of businesses, if they check their voicemail and find out they're a phone call from the banker, right now they're probably thinking, oh no, they're going to cut my credit line, or geez, why are they calling me? What have they heard that I haven't heard? They're probably not expecting the banker to say, hey, I found this book that I thought might be helpful to you, and let me pop it over to you. Can I bring it by?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a surprise and delight factor. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you recently keynoted a leadership conference with Sterling Savings, which is one of the banks that is doing quite well. What was the message you were sharing with the leadership?
My message with leadership is modeling the behaviors that says, in the midst of change, we believe change is a brilliant opportunity for us to grow as leaders, as individuals, and certainly in a great organization who is focused on being hometown helpful.
Well, Simon, I like that because, frankly, we cannot control whether there is change or not, but we can focus on the opportunities.
And so I just share it with them. A couple of thoughts. Number one, share with your customers what you are willing to do to earn and keep their business. Also, internally, leaders reminding men and women that their greatest asset in this economy is not their house, their car, their 401k, but it's really their confidence. That's their greatest asset.
Well, and that's one of the assets they actually have control of. You can control your attitude or your confidence, but you really can't control right now the value of your house or of your 401k.
And they've got to protect their confidence, they've got to grow it, and they have to believe that they can create the future in the present. And so reminding leaders of how to listen at a whole deeper level internally to their employees, but also externally to customers.
The message to lenders that we really need to earn and keep our customers right now is very timely. One of the things that's happening, and I understand it, is that lenders might be real focused on which businesses they think might be in trouble, which ones should they be monitoring more closely, which ones should they really think hard about before extending more credit or restructuring. What's interesting is that they may not be quite as focused as they should be on the customers that are actually doing well or seem to be doing well. So the idea of earning and keeping your customers, the keep part, is pretty critical right now.
Yes, absolutely. And because there are industries that are doing well, mm-hmm. and when they are paid attention to, perhaps they'll do even better.
Yes, and you know what's interesting is if the banker that is listening to this isn't paying attention to them, guess what? Somebody else is after them. I actually got a phone call last week from a banker in California, and he said, do you have any contacts with CPA firms in our area? And I said, no, I actually don't, but why were you asking? Mm-hmm. He says, well, you know, a lot of industries are a little challenged right now, but the professional services, healthcare is doing pretty good. That's who I am after.
Wow.
So somebody's not paying attention to their borrowers who are in those fields because they're thinking they're doing okay, they don't need my attention. Somebody else is calling on them. It's going after them. So the idea of surprise and delight, the idea that you would look at who are our strongest ones and what can we do this week to do something unexpected that will connect them stronger to us, that's an important message.
And you know what's so incredible about that connection? That connection becomes an emotional deposit into their emotional bank account. Mm-hmm. And as the interest begins to accrue in the account, that person, that customer, becomes the unofficial marketing department for the bank.
Gee, Simon, did you actually plan that banking metaphor? So, making our customers our marketing department, I love that. So how does that happen?
Because the lender took the time to do a little something that was a surprise. And it's like, wow, that's just the shot in the arm that we needed in this time.
Mm-hmm. And we need some shots in the arm right about now, don't you think?
Yeah, we need to create our own stimulus plan.
I think we do. And we are. And people like you, people like me, a lot of the banks we work with, a lot of the lenders are, in fact, out there working pretty hard to turn things around and make them positive.
Sure.
What is sort of a negative time. I was just finishing up an article I wrote on 7 steps to take right now to improve your loan quality that's aimed at the CEO and CLO level in the banks. And I shared with the CEOs my 2 new C's of credit. You may not know this, but in banking we have sort of the 6 C's of credit, character, capacity, collateral, etc. I've come up with 2 new ones for banking in a recession. And my 2 new C's are be calm and communicate. Be calm and communicate. And one of the things I think is important for lenders, and this is actually a leadership issue at the bank level, is for the leaders to exude calm out to the people that work for them and actually mentor, especially the junior lenders who have not been through a downturn before, and they're worried. They're worried about losing their job. They've got family members who have lost jobs.
Sure.
They're not sure how to come to some of their continuing borrowers who might also be struggling. They don't know what to bring to them right now. It's sort of a frightening time. Mentoring the junior lenders on, number one, why are we strong? Why is our bank strong? What is good about what's going on with us? And if we do have some challenges, what are we doing to realign or deal with any concentration risks we might have?
Right.
So that they have the information. And then second, how do you connect or reconnect with your borrowers right now in a way that exudes confidence in the bank, in the ability of that customer to make it through the downturn themselves, and in the way that the bank and the customer can work together to make that happen.
Sure. Wow. I'm already calm. I'm calm already.
Are you calmer now?
And I'm ready to communicate.
There you go. And I think those are going to be our 2 new C's. Well, Simon, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing these ideas for how surprise and delight factors can help all of us be a little bit more brilliant in how we go about not only our work, but frankly, the rest of our lives.
Thank you. And certainly if people want more information about us, they can visit www.simontbailey.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I like to finish these segments off with some homework, or I guess that would be work. If you're in leadership, plan your next communication to employees to help them get the message out and respond to the very latest in the news. Your customers and prospects keep hearing the bad news, so you can't stop sharing the good news and opportunities. If you're in lending, make a list of your borrowers who you think are doing really well and make a plan to connect with them, maybe 5 a week without fail. Then get a group of lenders together and brainstorm surprise and delight ideas. Maybe you can have a contest and even win prizes. To find out more about the Brilliance Institute, or if you're looking for Simon online, there is an E in his last name. So it's www.simon, that's S-I-M-O-N, T. Bailey, spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y.com, or just Google Brilliance Institute. I mentioned the article, 7 Steps to Take Right Now to Improve Loan Quality, Position Your Bank, Customers, Lenders, and Shareholders for the Upswing. It happens that I included in that article 3 ideas that I think fall into that surprise and delight model for connecting to bank customers. Email me at linda@lindakeithcpa.com for a copy, or find it at the website. And yes, that is www.lindakeithcpa.com. That's it for Linda Keith, the Certified Playful Accountant.